we present Spangles and Tights by Christopher Fitzsimon. The movie.
Hello, Spangles and Tights, theatrical and film costumiers. How can I help you?
This is Buddy Kowalski from Celtic Mist Movies. Say, where are those 24 blue boxer shorts and singlets?
Oh, I think they must be around somewhere.
Well, hasn't it entered your tiny cotton-picking mind that shooting starts tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning?
Oh.
They have to be right, you know. It's a period movie.
Oh, yeah. Kind of old-fashioned.
Well, yeah. It's about a prize fighter during a struggle for freedom.
The struggle?
For freedom. Your great war of independence.
Was that the Troubles of 1916?
It sure was.
I can never remember which was which. The Troubles of 16 and the Troubles of 22. Honestly, I have a head like a sieve.
It was a great and glorious campaign. And we'll be emphasizing that in our movie.
Sounds lovely.
Well, you make sure you deliver them.
What?
The pants!
Him and his boxer shorts. He should go for a run around the block in them and cool his cheeks. Violet! Violet! Anthony, did you see me, sister?
I'm fixing up the answer phone.
Well, will you answer me question?
Oh, I think I heard her saying she was going out to buy 10 yards of elastic at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, the sweet tooth. There's always something brewing when it's the sweet tooth. It's the donut for Mr. Mac.
She didn't say.
Come here to me. Celtic Mist were on the line. Wouldn't you know, all they give us for their vast wardrobe is 24 of blue knickers.
That's because they don't think we're reliable. They send all the big orders over to London. And you need to get into something more modern. Like special effects.
Special effects, how are you? The only special effects we'll be working with is 10 yards of knicker elastic. Oh, here's Viola coming now. I suppose you'd be saying that the shops is all out of elastic. Did you get what you were looking for?
What's that?
The elastic.
I got the elastic.
And the Dunkin' Donut.
No, I got a coconut twiddle. Who said I was getting a Dunkin' Donut?
You told me you were getting a Dunkin' Donut.
Well, I didn't, because I didn't have the price of it. And I'm eating a coconut twiddle with my cup of tea, and no one else is getting a bit of it. And I've those boxing shorts to get out to the films.
Buddy from Boston was on the line.
Well, he's in luck, but we needn't tell him. You remember that old Christian Brothers seminary that burnt down? Well, I bought dozens of football shorts and jerseys in the fire damage sale.
Yeah, but they had to be old-fashioned for the film.
Old-fashioned? The shorts have legs down to the knees.
Wow, that sounds like the latest thing.
You might as well go up to the stockroom now and familiarise yourself with them, because the three of us is going to have to string the new elastic into them by 5 o'clock, when Mr. Mac's taking them away to the studio in his van.
I was reading on the paper that they're looking for 80 handsome soldiers to take part in the storming of the GPO.
Well, that rules you out straight away.
What do you mean?
You said handsome.
I may not be a spring chicken, but there is such a thing as makeup.
And who do your work here?
Well, it appears that there isn't an overabundance of employment going around in this quarter of the costume business.
Well, you could help me to make an answer phone out of his speaking clock.
But then again, every Tom, Dick and Harry is acting in films nowadays. Everyone in the country thinks he's Rudolph Tarantino.
You should go on audition. That's the way actors get parts.
I don't know. I haven't got an agent.
Sure, you could get some kind of part.
Well, I suppose one of them genitals. They get shot very early on, so there wouldn't be many lines to learn.
Go on up now to the stockroom, the two of you. Don't let me hear another word till you have all them 24 pairs of drawers strung with this elastic.
Hey, listen, just let me give another test to this answer phone. Look, it should work now.
The number you have dialed is unlisted. Please replace your handset and try dialing again.
Did you deliver the doll to the moon?
What's that, boiler?
Did you do... Sorry, my mouth was full of pins. Did you deliver those two suitcases of drawers and singlets?
I did, of course. I had them on the film set at 6 o'clock last night. You'd have thought the wardrobe master had been given a bag of gold. He was over the moon.
Were they waiting on them?
Well, there was a crowd of young fellas over the Gardner Street flats. They're supposed to be acting the members of the Era of Bill Boxing Club in 1916. And the club gets taken over by the North Staffordshire Militia as a base to attack the GPO from. And the young fellas takes a passage under the street and rescues the freedom fighters as the GPO is falling down under mortar fire. And there's people dying in every corner.
I'd hate that. I hate violence. I wouldn't cross the street to see that film.
Well, you wouldn't like what I've seen. All them young fellas grabbing and snatching at the togs and some of them making over half a dozen pairs. Oh, you'll never see them togs back again.
We'll put in for compensation and it'll be complete profit because I got those togs for next to nothing and the only expense was the 10 yards of the new elastic.
Well, the wardrobe, master, you should have seen him. Desi's a shrinking wallflower compared to him. 6'6" if he's an inch, wearing purple pyjamas and his head shaved like one of the Martians. Get a load of these trunks, I see. I thought he meant his suitcases.
Oh, I hope to God he doesn't come across the trunks that got singed in the fire.
He came across a couple of small singes, and he said they were just what he wanted. Very realistic, he said.
They are to be. The seminary was reduced to ashes. Spangles and Tights, hello.
Hi, this is Buddy Kowalski from Celtic Mist. Your boxer shorts are going to be the making of this movie. How about you supply us with the 70 uniforms for the North Staffordshires?
When will you be needing them?
10 days from now. I'll fax you the designs. There'll be special effects, imitation blood sacks in the tunics, and so on and so on.
I tell you what, I'll have to see what we have in the stockroom.
You're not too busy.
Oh, yeah, we're frantically busy. This place is hotching with activity. It's like Fifth Avenue on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, then. We'll buy out any other contracts you have and pay for the uniforms in advance.
I'll have to ask Desi. Mr. Doyle's out for lunch at the Astoria. I'll ask him to return your call when he comes in.
Thanks. You're a pal.
Don't mention it. It's a pleasure speaking to you, Mr. Buddy. Ah, hump that. How could we dress 70 period soldiers in 10 days?
Come to think of it, Viola, I don't think they got the story right. I never heard of a crowd of young boxers digging under the street in 1916 to get into the GPO.
They must have been desperate to buy stamps.
Your father's old pal, the Mouse of Fitzpatrick, he'd know if the story's correct or not. He fought in the GPO as a lad, or says he did. Anyway, because of his claim to being wounded to be a sniper in the North Staffordshires, he was given a pension at the age of 17 and put in charge of the old military supply depot out in the Phoenix Park.
Army surplus. That's what we want.
Whiskey. Will you pour me up whiskey for the honour of Ireland?
They're out of tea bags. Were you supposed to get some more down at the Astoria?
I got a coleslaw sandwich down there that tasted of shampoo, and it felt so peculiar I had to run out of the place. So... you weren't impressed by me performance.
What performance?
Whiskey.
I thought you were drunk.
I went down to the Celtic Mist Studios and asked for the casting director, and I spoke the first line.
Will you pour me a whiskey for the love of Ireland?
Well?
There was a silence. Then the casting director said, and you think he'd have a bit more tact. I mean, for all they know, I could have been Sir Anthony Hoskins. He said... we have some non-speaking parts coming up next week. A group of elderly tramps walking away from camera.
The cheek!
Elderly! Well, you may be sure I left that room with dignity. They can't take me 2 years with Dame Ninette away from me. But I won't have anything to do with films ever, ever again.
Celtic Mist were on the line, and they're looking for 70 period uniforms.
No, films is out as far as we're concerned. We still have our pride.
They're paying the whole lot in advance.
No, it's tainted money, tainted money.
And he said he'd buy out our other contracts, whatever that means.
It means that if you do work for someone else, they'll pay to get it done and out of the way.
I said no. What? Do you mean we charge all this to Celtic Mist Films?
You're very slow on the uptake today.
I've had a very distressing time. God, me nerves are in shreds, little shreds.
Think of what we could do with the money. We could restock the whole wardrobe. And Mr. Mac and myself could go on the holiday we've been denying ourselves for years.
Very.
You know we were. 2 weeks at O'Callaghan's Shamrock Club in Tenerife.
Easy on, Boiler.
And you deserve a holiday yourself, Desi. Why don't you and Anthony go off somewhere lovely?
All right. I capitulate, but not without dire misgivings. Films is vulgar.
I ring Buddy Holiday, so I tell him we'll do the uniforms.
As long as I don't have to speak to him. I hate that kind of flamboyance. It's all a spoof. Him in his purple pyjamas. I wonder where he gets them.
There's only one thing. Where are we going to get 70 period army uniforms in 10 days?
The film's all to the memory of them that died for their country, Mouser.
Yeah.
All your old pals of the 1916 rising, including me old fella. May the Lord's holy perpetual light shine upon them.
We fought them at the passes. We fought them at the barricades.
So we have another glass in memory of rebellion. Hey, Mickey, two more jobs. The lady I have an acquaintanceship with is looking for a uniform.
I seldom go to the pictures. The last time I went, they'd brought in the talking. That ruined us. The pictures is no go since they brought in the talking.
Mouser, when you had charge of the old depot up in the Phoenix Park, was there uniforms there?
Hundreds of them. British Army uniforms. Oh. The best that money could buy. We fought them at the passes.
But
we...
what happened to them?
To what?
The uniforms.
They're still there. Oh. They went out of date, so nobody wanted them. Not even the British. We fought them at the barricades.
And where are they now?
Who?
The old uniforms.
In the depot.
And could I borrow them?
You could. But you have to leave them back perfect. They're antiquities now, you know. We fought
How
them.
Would I get them?
But I'm still the honorary custodian. I'll give you the key.
What thanks, Mouser, you're a new jam. And what can I do for you?
Well, just leave them back perfect. That's all you need to do. We fought them in the gap for danger and we... And another thing. You could introduce me to Case Winslet, eh?
This uniform's just the greatest thing, Violetta. Where did you get the pattern?
It's a trade secret.
Miss Violetta has a personal archive. She has military pattern books collected from every country of the globe. And many other places, too.
And the cloth's real khaki serge.
Very spacious wardrobe you have here.
There are over 1,000 extras in the movie.
Excuse me, Mike.
Step back. This rat has all the black shawls and aprons for the weeping Irish mother.
Imagine all that moaning.
You only have one example of your uniforms?
Well, I only made up the one for you to see. If you want 79 more, we'll have to hire additional staff to get them done in time. Isn't that right, Desmond?
Huh? Oh, all the time scales, the killer. Mm. If only you'd given us 6 months' notice. Yeah.
Sure. You know what? We're going to get an Oscar nomination for costume. And this is where we do the realistic bits. Hi, Mike. This is Violetta and Desmond, who are supplying the uniforms.
Hi.
Pleased to meet you.
Oh, grand laboratory you have here. Pity Anthony couldn't see it, Violet. He'd love all the squirty things and the weapons of destruction.
Mike, will you explain what you do on this bench?
Now, this tunic here has a blood bag concealed under the breast pocket here. When the rifle shot's heard, the actor presses this little bulb here and...
Oh, I faint at the sight of blood.
We call it Kensington Gore. This thing I'm working on here is going to be a mangled leg.
Oh, I don't want to see it.
It's all right. It's made of plaster of Paris and porridge. I'll be dyeing the porridge and then I'll put the whole thing into this trouser leg, which I'll slice about a bit with a blade like this.
Oh,
no.
That's a good trouser.
And there we are. Now... Now, those dummies over there, they're what we're going to hang the uniforms on when we're spraying them with a machine gun fire.
Ugh.
Well, actually, we just use a simple laser. And then we touched the spots up with brown dye to give the burnt effect.
You couldn't tell the difference without a magnifying glass.
I wouldn't want to.
When do you think you can meet our deadline?
Oh, it'll take us exactly a week with a dozen extra staff. Now, the overtime bill will be tremendous, but who cares when the aim is sheer artistry?
It's a deal, then.
There's just one thing. I'm very sentimental about me creations. Is it really necessary? I mean, absolutely necessary to put bullet holes in me lovely uniforms.
I guess so. We have to be true to history.
Oh, there's no way the Mouse of Fitzpatrick could agree to any of them uniforms being destroyed.
Oh, what are we going to say to him? Would he notice that they're all retardants riddled with bullets?
There's no way you could disguise that from him. His eyes are like gimlets if he is 94. He'd report you to the fraud squad, or what's worse, he'd make a point of haunting you when he dies.
Oh, I couldn't stand that. I hate ghosts.
Where's Viola?
Oh, she's upstairs, giving a press to Mr. Fitzpatrick's 57th uniform.
She must be dropping. I'm going to ask her when she come out for a mixed grill. I suppose you can give me an advance on the cheque that's coming from Celtic Mist Films, eh?
This is my last £10 note. To think that a week from now we'll be able to buy a new roll of line off for the stairs, and I won't have to be dropping miraculous metals into the gas meter.
I'd only 10 of them uniforms left to press when the old steam iron gave out. Anthony sat poking at it with a screwdriver for half an hour till I was fit to be tired. Anyway, you'll be able to deliver the 80 uniforms to Celtic Mist in the morning.
I see that glamorous American film star, what's her name? She's coming over here to play Mr. De Valera's mummy. Was Mrs. De Valera dead long before the rebellion broke out?
I wouldn't know. You seem to know a lot about the glamorous stars.
Only what I read in the evening papers.
Well, mind you keep your eyes to yourself when you're delivering those uniforms.
Me eyes will be locked to the front, Viola.
Well, I'll be watching you. Buddy was on the line to say we're all to be there during the shooting to do instant repairs. Jesse and Anthony has to wear the uniforms in case they get caught by the camera.
Jesse would be a film star, yeah?
Yeah. I never wore a uniform before. Because it's only now I realise it does nothing for you.
Well, nobody looks at a soldier twice.
Speak for yourself.
Stand by the shells! You, Major Fortescue, said action!
Do you know another thing you've missed out on?
The wigs. They didn't ask us for the hire of wigs.
You never bothered to tell them you did wigs. Look out, here's a whiz bang.
Oh, got me nerves. There'd be no call for wigs in a film like this. It's all short back and side.
What about the women?
Who said there was women in the storming of the GPO?
Well, maybe there wasn't at the time, but there is in this picture. They have to introduce women. Oh, duck your head!
The residents of this street should complain about the disturbance.
The residents of this street has all been paid as members of the crowd.
Anyway, all our wigs are a bit... Well, they're nearly walking out with the stockroom.
What matter? They'd only be used for one or two takes, because they'd be set alight when the building blows up. And then we could claim compensation, huh? Oh, bend down, there's another!
I feel like an ostrich, putting my head in the sand. As a matter of fact, we don't need to resort to them kind of tricks anymore. Now that our true worth as a supplier of genuine period costumes has been discovered, I can see us expanding to other centres. L3, Shepherd's Bush, Hollywood...
Keep your head down! You should have kept your backside down as well.
Stand by the fog machine! Two explosions! Action!
Oh my God, where am I? I can't see you. Hello? Hello?
Well, hello. Step right in.
Excuse me, miss. Where am I?
This is my trailer.
Oh, yeah.
It's so boring lying here all afternoon, waiting for my scene.
I couldn't see where I was, you know, with the artificial fog.
So, Who's this big, handsome stranger coming to give spice to my lonesome life?
Max, the name. you wouldn't be.
No,
you couldn't be.
I sure am.
I've been wanting to get your autograph ever since I seen you last November at the Bray Cineplex.
I'll give you a load more than my autograph, handsome man. Well, I can see you're a real man.
Oh, you can say that again. And who would you be playing in this picture?
Why, I'm starring in the role of Mrs. De Valera, handsome man.
Oh, I don't think Mrs. De Valera has such big eyes.
Well, thank you. How about we...
I got the wig for you to wear in the scene where your head catches fire.
Boiler!
All right. Just leave it outside the trailer.
I can't leave a good wig on the grass.
Don't let her in.
Now just stand in the corner by the clothes rack. It's too misty for anyone.
Oh, wouldn't that artificial fog give you the gawk? I can't see a thing. Is this the dressing table? I leave the wig here.
Oh, gee, thanks. Bye now.
Oh, I'm afraid to go back out and it's with all them bullets flying.
Oh, you'll be okay.
What's that dummy over there in the corner? It doesn't look like a costume you'd be wearing.
Oh, it got left in here by mistake.
That anorak has a familiar kind of a look. And the woolly hat. I don't believe it.
I got lost in the mist, Willa.
Come out. Come out. Who were you hiding from?
I'm not hiding from anyone. I was only delivering a message.
Hump your message. For hope wasn't far from your mind.
You got me wrong, Voila. Excuse me, miss. I must be going.
You always find a welcome in this trailer, handsome man.
And as for you, Mrs. De Valera, if you'd been around in 1916, the Irish people would still be in slavery.
Okay, okay. Action! Take a line!
Oh, sorry! Me mind went blank!
Now, that's the ninth uniform destroyed, be gunshot because the actor couldn't remember what to say. What are we going to tell Mr. Fitzpatrick?
Very expensive, that. A uniform gone with every take.
This is the scene I was expecting to be cast in. And the way that actor's forgetting all his lines, I don't know why they preferred him over me.
Because he's younger.
By approximately a day.
You should run in and take over. Aren't you dressed for it?
Okay, okay. Action and fire! Well, say the lines, for God's sake!
Oh, sorry! I forgot!
You're fired!
Oh, this is dreadful. I can't let it go on. Look here. I know the lines like the palm of me hand.
Will you pour me a whiskey for the honour of Ireland? One of yous, the tummy is.
Oh, God, man, keep rolling!
A cup of tea, then, oh, my God, and dying.
And cut! Excellent, how about that? And only one take. How did you play that line with such dedication?
Oh, a lifetime's experience and a healthy concern for the preservation of period khaki serge.
This is the setting of the GPO, Mouser. Everything's like what you'd remember in the brave days of the 1916 riots.
It isn't a bit like what I remembered. No, no. And who's all them young fellas running down into the tunnel, holding up their pants?
Them's the young lads from the boxing club who rescued the freedom fighters from the GPO.
And why? Why are all their pants falling down?
I suppose the elastic of the costumes must be faulty.
Disgusting! Disgusting! That would never have been allowed in 1916.
I'd tell Voila to put a stitch in the molly. She isn't speaking to me.
And who's that hussy standing by the street corner?
That? Oh, that's Mrs. De Valera. The mother of the leader of the freedom fighters. You remember her well.
Mrs. De Valera was a respectable lady from County Limerick. Oh, this is too bad. This isn't what we heroes of 1916 died for.
Easy, young Mouser. It's only a film.
Oh, think I'd live to see the day
when Ireland's history would be brought to dishonor and disrepute.
Melisar, are you okay? Hey, there's a man here taken bad. Someone call the ambulance. What's going on? Hey, has the old guy fainted?
I'm afraid it's too late. Everyone bear their heads. The last hero of 1916 is no more.
Hey, guys, we have a genuine period horse-drawn hearse. Why don't we give him a proper Republican funeral?
You know, I've got a feeling that's why he come back here. He knew the end was nigh, and he wanted to be reminded of his beloved GPO, the brave little boxers who died for Ireland, and Mrs. De Valera.
Cue the Cortez!
Poor old Mr. Fitzpatrick. I can't keep from thinking of him.
Didn't we return at least 4 of his 80 uniforms without a mark on them?
Yeah, and he got nothing out of us, only an early grave.
Early? He was 94 and a half.
It's not an engagement I look back on with any pride, no. No pride.
That's only because you caught Mr. Mack in the trailer with the floozy from Hollywood. And you're killing yourself for not speaking to him for the last 3 months.
I'd speak to him if he'd apologize, and then I'd give him the full of me mind.
Hey, look at the message I'm after getting on the email. The movie, The Little Boxers, wins the Palme d'Or.
Oh, I don't believe it. The judges must have been bribed or drunk.
And there's a special mention for the scene in which a freedom fighter called for a whiskey and dies in the arms of the old enemy.
I take back what I said about the judges. They were obviously very perceptive. Does it give me names?
Yeah, yeah. An unknown actor, Desmond Dolan. Oh.
There's fame for you. They can't even get me name right. But I suppose I'd be getting a free trip to Monte Carlo. Here, show me the paper. The awards will be presented at the Academy of Contemporary Motion Pictures in Killarney. And nothing ever changes.
That was Spangles and Tights by Christopher Fitzsimon. The part of Desi was played by David Kelly. Pauline McGlynn was Violet. Eugene O'Brien, Anthony. And Frank Kelly, Mr. Mack. Buddy was Ron Bergrass. Mouser, Kevin Flood. Mike, Dan Gordon. And the starlet, Gwyn McElveen. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was played by John Trotter. And the production was directed in Belfast by Roland Giacarello.